Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
This is Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and we're going to be talking with Andy Morgan today, who leads the FLW Angler of the Year race with one event left at the Detroit River next week. And he's got a little cushion, but it's not a big one. Although if he finishes 22nd or better, he locks it up. Andy, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
So are you thinking Angler of the Year, or are you not thinking Angler of the Year?
Well, I'm thinking I've got to go up to Detroit and catch them, and that's just going to be the case. I've got to go catch them. I mean, I know these guys aren't going to let up, and it's no time to let up for me either.
Now, this is somewhat of a scary venue. We've seen some different things happen over the years. It could be a blow day. You could be forced to fish the river. There could be a canceled day, or the lake could be wide open all 4 days. You don't really know. How does that affect your practice? What are you going to do?
I'm going to scatter my practice out just a little bit, just in case that does happen, and I'm sure it's going to blow at least a couple of days. So I'm definitely going to kind of scatter out a little bit. You know, I'm glad last year that we were there, and I've got a little experience out on that big water, because that was kind of a testy issue for me last year. I've never been on water that big, and kind of know what you can and can't do. And now I know you better kind of scatter your practice a little bit. Last year I caught them really, really well on the second day. And the first day, I was kind of handcuffed by the wind, and I can't let that happen again.
So you're going to fish the river a little bit? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to fish the river, maybe even on St. Clair a little bit.
How about your mindset? Are you going to approach this tournament any different than you want? Than the ones you have this year?
No, not a bit, man. I'm going to go in there and try to make the cut. I'm going to try to get on the right fish to win the tournament, and I'm just going to see how she falls from there. I definitely can't go in thinking I'm going to play, you know, conservative. I mean, I've got, you know, a little bit of a lead there, but that's no more than a cushion.
Yep.
And I've got to go in there and catch them.
How confident are you on deep smallmouths? I mean, you're from Tennessee. There is a lot of deep smallmouth fishing down there, at least in the summertime.
Right.
But how do you feel about going to the Great Lakes where it's so expansive?
I'm real confident on catching them. I mean, every day you can get out there on that big water, you're going to catch them. I mean, it's just a matter of time. If you get 5 or 6 hours a day to go out there and knock around and you find the right areas, you're going to catch the fish. That's not an issue. Getting out there and getting back in without breaking down and just getting areas to fish that the wind's not going to absolutely just blow you off the lake, that's my biggest concern. I think I can catch the fish fine. It's just a matter of finding them, and, you know, surely I'll find some places in 4 days up there to catch a few smallmouth.
Are you going to take some of the precautions that a lot of the Great Lakes guys take, like use some heavier-duty mounts for your trolling motor, make sure you bundle up all your wires and do all that for those runs?
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that. Motor guy just sent me another trolling motor here. I've got a longer shaft. They sent me a 50-inch shaft trolling motor, which was, thank goodness they sent that. I really need that for the waves, you know, bouncing you out of the water so often. And, I'm gonna buckle that baby down. I'm going to bundle my wires up. I'm gonna take every precaution that I can take and not worry about the rest.
Yep. Cool. And one thing I would like to ask is, Andy, you've been kicking around for a long time, and people who follow the sport closely know who you are. But at the same time, you're not a household name yet, like a
right.
David Dudley or Luke Clausen on the FLW side, or a
right.
Van Dam or Reese on the Bass side.
Right.
What would Angler of the Year mean for you personally and for your career at this point?
Well, I mean, you really kind of said it right there in a nutshell. You know, if I get this title right here and everything goes well at Detroit and I win the title, I think I'll be more of a household name at that point. That'll give me a lot of credibility to win Angler of the Year, and it just goes further. It goes more places. You know, of course, I'll get more interviews. I'll get some magazine time. And things just go a lot easier when you win a big title like a championship or an Angler of the Year title. You know, things happen. A lot more people hear about that because, you know, it is so much more publicized.
But even without a big title like that, you've done well for yourself this year, signed a new boat deal with Bass Cat, and then signed Timber Ghost as a title sponsor.
Yeah, I mean, John, I don't know how the year could have went much better. This has been an awesome year. I've had a lot of great opportunities and capitalized on a lot of opportunities this year. It's just been one of these years that it has really, really came together. And win, lose, or draw angler of the year, I couldn't complain if I didn't catch another one the rest of the year. I've had a great year and got some great sponsors behind me. You know, Bass Cat, Timber Ghost, Evan Rude, Motor Guide, Zoom. I mean, everybody's really tickled, and I'm really happy too. It's been a great year.
And it's been a heck of a lot of fun to watch. And, Andy, I can't wait to see how things shake out at Detroit. So best of luck there, and we'll talk to you afterwards, whatever happens.
Man, that sounds good. I've been really antsy here to get up there and get this little deal started. And, of course, you wouldn't know it by what I've been doing. I've been striper fishing and catfishing the last couple of days, just kind of taking it easy. But really kind of focusing, getting my mind right to go up there and try to win this deal and fill it up.
All right, Andy, good luck to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, John.
Bass Fan Radio.